In our series, Finding America, we're hearing voices from communities across the country. Today, we go to Tucson, Arizona, 70 miles from Mexico. It's a region with a complicated history. Lots of people have called it home.
Should have brought my to-go cup. Not thinking.
That's Gabriel Otiero. His family has lived in Tucson for five generations. He's both Chicano and a member of the indigenous tribe, the Pascua-Yaqui. Otiero is taking us to the Catholic mission San Javier del Bac. It was founded more than 300 years ago when this area belonged to Spain. Later, it became part of Mexico and finally the U.S. Today, it's a place where you can see the blending of Tucson's heritage. Indigenous people, Latinos, and people of European ancestry all worship there. And for Gabriel Otiero, it's a sacred place.
When life gets really hectic and I haven't made enough time to sit down and pray, and I go there just to at least spend 30 minutes and be in prayer, and that's all I'm thinking about is to pray. It's adobe, painted white, and it has beautiful balconies. And that wood is, who knows how old that wood is. You know, I've seen lots of missions, and this one probably has like the most traffic and most people come, and it's still alive. A lot of missions, they don't even have services in there, you know. So this one's still going very strong since it's been built, so that's amazing. I have a little corner inside the church where I like to sit. All around, you got the Stations of the Cross molded in, little cactus garden. But yeah, you can just like feel the heat of the room. To me, that just kind of reminds us of like all the people's prayers, because each candle lit is offering a prayer. And my grandma's in the hospital, so I gotta pray for her. This is the first church, Catholic church here in Tucson, but it is still like a very indigenous church, you know. They have like fireworks and stuff, and some of the Yaquis will play the music and stuff. It works. Like, there's people that accept it. Like, yeah, we're here. We're here together. That's the beauty of Tucson and the Southwest. It's just, it's a mix. It's always has been. You know, and the Yaquis have been here. Spaniards have been here. Tualatam have been here. And then you got your cowboys have been here, you know. Oh, congratulations!
My little
brother.
Yeah,
just
barely.
Oh,
it's got stuck over there. The people are leaving Mass right now, and when we were coming in, they just got done with the baptismal, which is a very big part of, you know, our faith, being Catholics. And I see the little kids here. Oh, he's wearing a Yaqui cross right there. Oh, how cute! And the children come dressed in white, representing purity. More on the Native side, they celebrate it differently too. They have a whole tradition. They'll get the dancers and all that.
Hi there, brother. Good to see you. All right, have a good day. Are you going to be out there in Milagros too? Or are you just...
We are a community of praying. We're a community of support. I'll get like third cousins coming to visit me if I sprain my ankle. You know? Because that's just part of our faith. If someone's ill, we visit them. If someone's hungry, we feed them. That's just our culture. It's Native, Hispanic, Mexican, Chicano. Our culture is very colorful, you know, and if you come here, you'll feel that, and you're going to love it.
That's Gabriel Otiero in Tucson, Arizona. His story was produced by Sophia Paliza Carr. It comes to us from Local Lore, Finding America, a national production of AIR, the Association of Independence and Radio. You can find more stories at NPR and at Finding America.